finish with the 500, Dave. I have the other camera. Hey, try not to hit my foot there. Looking back into the sun is almost useless, Bill. Really blots everything out.
Roger, Dave, any sign of the big mountain back there?
Yep, you can see big rock mountain back there.
Roger, copy, big rock mountain.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give you this one back, Jim. Hey, I think we'll get a chance to get a lot more of those.
Dave Scott is currently taking a series of panoramic sequences using alternately a Hasselblad camera with a 60mm lens and one equipped with a 500mm telephoto lens.
Okay, Joe, we've got all the photos. Should go, Jim. Okay, I got it. Hey, let me start by 12 o'clock, Joe, and I'll go around real quick. On the far distant horizon, apparently across the rill, I can see just about our 1 o'clock now, a very large mountain, which I'd have to call Hill 305.
Roger.
And all of the features around here are very smooth. The tops of the mountains are rounded off. There are no sharp, jagged peaks. There are no large boulders apparent anywhere. The whole surface of the area appears to be smooth, with the largest fragments I can see are in the walls of Pluton. There are no boulders at all on St. George, Hill 305, Bennett, or as far as I can tell, looking back up at Hadley. Hadley's sort of in the shadow. It's a gently rolling terrain completely around 360 degrees, hummocky, much like you saw on 14. The ridge line across the rill from Hill 305 around 1 o'clock seems to be a slightly lighter in albedo, with some white marks from craters, recent craters apparently. Bennett Hill also has a lighter colored albedo. One face of it, that facing the sun now, is almost completely white. As I come around to my 2 o'clock, the horizon is really the northern complex. I can see, as I mentioned before, Chain, Icarus, and Pluton. Very rounded, subdued craters. It looks like the southern rim of Pluton is on the same level as our location here. The northern rim is somewhat higher. I'd say distances are difficult, but maybe 50 meters higher. I can see the star from the other side of the north rim of Pluton. All of it very flat, smooth, and gently rolling. Inside walls of Pluton are fairly well covered with debris, fragments up to, I'd estimate, maybe 2 to 3 meters. Irregular, no layering, just sort of scattered around, and maybe the walls have 5% fragments. If I look on around the north, Mount Hadley itself is in the shadow, although I can see that the ridge line on the top of Mount Hadley, it too is smooth. I see no jagged peaks of any sort. The hill I would call number 22 on your map, far distance, also looks smooth, rounded, no prominent features. I'll skip the distant field around to my 6 o'clock, because it's all in the shadow, and looking into the sun, of course, it obliterates almost everything. As I look on down to my 7 o'clock, I guess I see Index Crater here, the near field, but back up on Hadley, to the east of the Hadley Delta. By again, I can see a smooth surface. However, I can see liniments. Picture for you. There's some very interesting. Take Silver Pass and look at 13 on your map. I can't tell whether it's 13 or 16 right now because of the sun, but there appear to be liniments or lineations running, dipping to the northeast parallel, and they appear to be maybe 3% to 4% of the total elevation of the mountain, almost uniform. I can't tell whether it's structure or internal stratigraphy or what, but there are definite linear features there dipping to the northeast at about, I'd say 30 degrees. And as I look up to Hadley Delta itself, I can see what appears to be a sweep of linear features to curve around from the western side of Hadley Delta on down to the spur down there, and they seem to be dipping to the east at about 20 degrees. These are much thinner lineations on the mountain than I saw before. These probably are less than 1% of the total elevation of the mountain. The craters on the side of Hadley Delta are rather few. Around Window and Spur, those that you see on your maps are the only ones I can see. And there appear to be about a dozen up in that particular area. I might associate those with a secondary cluster if I took a guess at it. I see nothing that indicates any flow down or a landslide down Hadley Delta, only some subtle changes in topography. There's one bright French crater right next to St. George on the eastern side, which is almost white in albedo, and it's got an ejecta blanket about a crater diameter away. How are you copying so far?
Superb description, Dave. Got every single word. Beautiful. And we'll ask you to hustle on around and give us something on the near field, plus a comment on ALSEP deployment possibilities. Superb communication, though. Beautiful.
Okay, coming on around to St. George, it again is a very subtle old crater, but in this case I can see some liniments running, dipping to the west at about 20 degrees parallel to the rim of the crater. These two are very small, less than a percent, and continuous parallel. The rim of the crater is very subdued and smooth. Coming around, I'll just take a quick look at the near field for you here. It's all generally the same. The crater density is, I'd say, quite high or somewhat higher than I expected. Sizes are mostly less than about 15 meters. The only large crater that I see is what I believe to be Index back here, about the 8 o'clock. And it has a very subtle rim, almost no shadow in the bottom of it. I think that's one of the things that was deceiving on the descent. There are very few deep, sharp craters in the area. The distribution of fragments appears to be less than 1% on the surface. They vary from a centimeter in size up to maybe 3 or 4 inches. Most of them appear to be angular. I see some white ones. I can give you some more of that out of the window. Trafficability looks pretty good. It's hummocky. I think we'll have to keep track of our position, but I think we can manipulate the rover fairly well in a straight line, and I can see the base of the front as near as I can tell. Matter of fact, I think I see where the front runs into the level ground where we get that 5-degree inflection. I see no boulders over there whatsoever. Looks like we'll be able to get around pretty good.
Roger, Dave, we copy.
And as far as ALSEP deployment, unfortunately, looking straight ahead is zero phase. It's bust out somewhat, but if there's continuity of the surface that I see in our general position, I don't think we'll have any trouble taking the Alpha about 300 or so and placing it. I just noticed a couple of items on the far side of the rill on the flat horizon, Sally Port West there. Look like a couple of very large boulders on the horizon. Just unique, two of them. They're quite bright and quite sharp. I cannot see Hadley Sea at all, as we thought we might be able to. Bennett Peak is about all I can see in the direction of Head Valley.
Roger, Dave, is that down towards Head Valley?
Traffic ability up. Right, down, yeah, that's correct. And the traffic ability up to the northern complex looks the same. I see no large boulders. The slopes go up maybe 5-10 degrees at the most. And beyond that, all the terrain looks pretty smooth. I can see some young, fresh craters in our vicinity, which is sort of interesting in that there's some very small debris in the crater itself and on the rim, and it's somewhat lighter gray than the general surface, the debris being on the order of centimeters or so, but quite young and fresh. And I see a right at our 9 or 3 o'clock, a very deep crater, old crater, smooth, but I can't even see the bottom, and it can't be more than 60, 70 meters away. I think that's one of them I was avoiding on the way in. That very well may be November.
Roger, Dave. And how far away do you think that might be? It sounds very exciting.
No, distances are very deceiving. I guess maybe 60, 70 meters. There's another somewhat deeper one just to the north of that. It looks to me, and Jim had the same impression looking out the window, that we're much closer to Pluton and St. George and all that stuff than we expected to be.
Roger, Dave, we think it just may look closer to you. Sounds like we're in business, old friend.
Yes, it just looks closer, I'm sure, but we are indeed in business, and I think once we get through here and I hop back down, why, we can talk over more of what I've been seeing up there.
Roger, Dave, you're coming up on 30 minutes into the SIVA, and we don't have any more questions. You've answered everyone beautifully. Outstanding.
Okay, Joe, I'll take another quick look around, see if anything looks unique. There's just so much out there I could talk to you for hours. Do you have any specific questions before we call it quits?
Dave, we're hoping you will be talking to us for hours about it. We don't have any specific questions right now. We'll think about it and talk to you again once you button up. Maybe one last look for an ALSEP deployment position, and we've copied that you've gotten both sets of pictures for us.
That's correct, Joe. I limited myself somewhat on the 500s because I think we'll get a chance to take a lot more of those. But I did get the pans for you.
Roger, Dave, we're quite
and
satisfied,
the,
and I would like for you to climb back in now, please.
Okay, coming down.
Just out of curiosity, could you see any sign of the south secondary cluster?
There's a gentle rise just to our south, and I don't see anything that's really prominent as far as elevation. I think the elevations on the models we've been working with were somewhat exaggerated because I just don't see that much detail looking up towards Hadley Delta.
Roger, Dave, we agree. Sounds like it may well be hidden behind a shallow ridge there.
Well, we'll just have to go look for it. Hey, Jim, you want to hand the drogue? I'll tell you, Joe, this 16G is really great. Okay, the drogue is in. Okay, the drogue is locked. You want to verify that, Jim?
I can't see it as well as you can,
okay.
Dave.
Okay, it's locked. Okay. It's coming down. Okay, we'll close the hatch. Okay, hatch is closed. Hatch is locked.
Okay, both dump valves are auto. That's verified.
Auto and locked.
Okay, cabin repress is going to auto.
Wait,
auto. That's verified.
It's dark in here.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to push cabin repress circuit breaker if I can turn around here.
Okay.
Hey, cabin repress circuit breaker going in now.
Yes,
Roger.
Set. Cabin at 0.5. 1.0.
Dave, we can go cabin on the reg.
Let's try to get into the cabin.
Okay, I'm going cabin on both regs.
Okay.
Okay, you going to redo me?
Yep, cam warning light off. Verify cam pressure stable at 4.6 to 5. We're at 4.6. Stable.
Time to take off gloves.
All right, stop gloves. Still on comp panel.
Okay, Dolph, helmets and with visors and still in the helmet bag.
Hey.
Okay, verify safety on dump valves.
Hey,
there.
Your head is on.
Hey, those is red to blue and blue to red. On the ICF PTT.
Hi, Joe. Okay, Houston Hadley Base here. We'll get the cabin cleaned up a little bit, and you might want to jot down some questions. And as we eat, we can discuss some with you.
Roger, Dave. We'll do that and be back.
Houston, Hadley Base here. What do you think the problem with our H207 is?
Stand by, Dave.
Okay.
Hadley Base, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston, Hadley here.
Roger, troops, while you're getting squared away there, regarding your question, Dave, on the SEP-1 unit. We think that you had some residual condensation in your hoses, and when you stood up, it ran down into the separator and waterlogged it, causing it to go off the line. It'll drain, be draining, and we think the next time we try it out, it'll be okay. Over.
Okay, understand. But and we haven't seen any water around lately, but there has been quite a bit of moisture on the windows. There was when we powered up. We had to bring the heaters on for a while to get the windows cleared.
Roger, Dave, understand. We think the water was condensed in the suit hoses.
Okay, understand.